Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. We're looking at a bit of a tense start to the day, aren't we?
Indeed. The market seems poised for a flat, maybe even slightly lower open. S&P 500 futures are hovering just a couple of points below fair value. That follows a pretty poor finish yesterday.
And those treasury yields, they just keep climbing. That was the pressure point yesterday. And it doesn't look like there's much relief this morning. The 30-year yield is up another 4 basis points, hitting 5.13%, a fresh high for the year.
That's definitely a headwind. It's making borrowing more expensive and investors a bit jittery. Speaking of jitters, the VXX, the volatility index, has seen a rise, closing near 56.69. That suggests folks are hedging, anticipating more bumps.
Absolutely. The overall market sentiment from some of our indicators is decidedly bearish for today, May 22nd. We're seeing about 150 names on the buying side versus 750 on the selling side in some scans. The T2108 is also bearish.
It's interesting, though. One primary indicator is still flagging as bullish, but with a strong note of caution. And the 20% weekly reading is neutral. So a mixed bag, but the immediate pressure seems downward.
That caution is key. The SPY chart showed a sharp drop from an intraday high around 591.93 down to 580.70 yesterday. And that was on a spike in volume. Selling pressure is evident.
Same story for the QQQ, a significant dip from around 515.45 to close near 511.24, also on high volume. Dropping through that 515 area definitely highlights potential weakness.
So a cautious mood to start. Let's shift to what happened overnight. What are you seeing from global markets?
Well, equity indices in the Asia-Pacific region mostly retreated. Japan's Nikkei was down about 0.8%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 1.2%, and China's Shanghai Composite slipped 0.2%.
Any specific drivers there?
It seems to be a spillover from Wall Street's poor finish and those rising U.S. Treasury yields we just talked about. There was also some news out of Japan. The finance minister mentioned an agreement with the U.S. Treasury Secretary that foreign exchange levels should be market determined, implying currencies won't be a big part of trade talks.
Interesting. And what about Europe?
European markets are also trading in the red. Germany's DAX is down around 0.9%. The UK's FTSE is off by about 0.8%. And France's CAC is looking at a 1.0% decline.
Similar story there? US yields?
Yes, that's a big part of it. Plus, their own economic data wasn't stellar. Flash PMI data for May showed a deepening contraction in the Eurozone's manufacturing sector, and, unexpectedly, a contraction in services too.
Oof, not what you want to see. Back in the U.S., there was some action in Washington. The House passed that large reconciliation bill, right?
They did, by a razor-thin margin of 215 to 214. It's a hefty bill. Includes an extension of the 2017 tax cuts for all income levels, some spending cuts, particularly in Medicaid and green energy, deregulation, energy and immigration reform, and a $4 trillion debt ceiling increase.
That's a lot packed in there. Of course, it now heads to the Senate, where changes are pretty much expected. Now let's turn to the economic calendar for today. What should traders be watching?
It's a busy morning. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we got weekly jobless claims. The consensus was for 232,000, a slight tick up from the prior 229,000.
And continuing claims?
The prior was 1.8. 8.1 million. We'll be watching for that new number.
Then, at 9:45 a.m. Eastern, we get the Flash Manufacturing and Services PMI readings for May. The prior for manufacturing was 50.2, and for services, it was 50.8.
Exactly. And rounding out the morning data, at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll see existing home sales for April. The consensus there is for 4.15 million, up from 4.02 million previously.
So, a good stream of data that could certainly move the markets, especially with the Fed keeping a close eye on these indicators. All right, let's get into some company-specific news. Earnings season is still delivering some big moves. What stands out?
Advance Auto Parts, ticker AAP, is a huge one. The stock is gapping up around 30.5%. They beat Q1 expectations and, importantly, reaffirm their guidance for the year.
Wow, a 30% jump is massive. Any others lighting up the board?
Urban Outfitters, URBN, is another strong performer, up about 18.4% after beating their Q1 expectations. And Snowflake, SNO, is up around 10%. They beat Q1, issued above consensus Q2 revenue guidance, and even raised their fiscal, quote, 26 revenue guidance.
Those are some impressive beats. Analog Devices, ADI, also looks good, up about 2.8%. They beat Q2 expectations and gave upbeat guidance for Q3.
Correct. And Zoom, ZM, beat by 12 cents, revenues in line, and guided Q2 and fiscal 26 EPS above consensus. That stock is up about 1%.
Good to see some positive surprises. Any earnings that were less than stellar?
Well, Dorian LPG, ticker LPG, missed by 16 cents, though revenues were in line. The stock is down about 2.9%. And Enersys, ENS, beat on earnings but gave Q1 guidance below consensus, so that's a mixed bag, with the stock down a little over 1%.
Got it. So a mix, as always, but some real standouts on the upside. Now, beyond earnings, what other top movers are catching your eye this morning?
Navitas Semiconductor, NVTS, is absolutely soaring, up almost 140%.
140%? What's driving that?
It looks like a collaboration announcement with NVIDIA on next-gen architecture for rack-scale systems. That's a significant partnership.
Definitely. NVIDIA's name carries a lot of weight. What else?
Lumen Technologies, LUMN, is up around 12.9%. AT&T announced they're acquiring substantially all of Lumen's mass markets fiber business for $5.75 billion.
M&A news moving the needle there. And Pitney Bowes, PBI, is up 12%. They named a new CEO, announced a $150 million share repurchase plan for 2025, and will conduct a comprehensive strategic review.
That's a trifecta of potentially positive catalysts for PBI. On the downside, Sable Offshore Corp, SOC, is gapping down about 6.8% after pricing an offering of common stock. And Luminar Technologies, LAZR, is down around 6.3% after entering an agreement for convertible preferred stock.
So capital raises, putting some pressure on those names. There's also a lot of other news floating around. I saw Bitcoin crossed $111,000 for the first time, citing increasing institutional demand.
Yes, crypto continues to be a hot topic. And in more traditional markets, Palantir, PLTR, was awarded a $795 million modification to a U.S. Army contract. That stock is up over 1%.
Nike, NKE, also in the news. They're planning to raise prices on a wide range of products and, interestingly, will reportedly start selling directly on Amazon again for the first time since 2019. NKE is up over 2%.
That Amazon news is a notable strategy shift. Also, President Trump is apparently giving serious consideration to taking Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac public again. That's a big headline if it moves forward.
Indeed, and on a more somber note, there was a report of an incident near the Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. involving Israeli embassy staff. Authorities are investigating.
Yes, a developing situation there. And a quick mention, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan, warned of stagflation risks in the economy. That's a sentiment to keep in mind.
Okay, so a lot of moving parts. Let's try to distill this into some quick trade ideas or sectors to watch as the market opens. What's the general guidance given this backdrop?
The overall message is caution. With Treasury yields elevated and broad selling pressure yesterday, it's not a time for aggressive new long positions across the board. The VXX holding above $56 signals ongoing risk aversion.
So what should traders focus on?
Focus on stocks showing high relative volume and resilience. Yesterday, Alphabet was a standout, bucking the trend. Today, pre-market, names like AAP, URBN, and SNO are showing that strength on their earnings.
And the watch list from some analytical tools? I see Irin mentioned for continuation and NVIDIA for anticipation.
Exactly. NVIDIA, especially with that NVTS collaboration news, will be one to watch. As for sectors, we've seen utilities, XLU, relatively active with high volume, suggesting a flight to safety. Conversely, more cyclical sectors like consumer discretionary, XLY, and industrials, XLI, appear stagnant, indicating a tactical retreat from risk.
That makes sense. What about key levels for the major indices?
For the SPY, support is seen near that 580 level where price consolidated recently. Resistance has emerged around 591, the recent peak. A break below 580 could open the door for further downside.
And for the QQQ?
Key support for QQQ is near 511, the most recent close, with resistance around 518. A sustained break below 511 could expose further vulnerabilities, while reclaiming 515 would be pivotal for any bullish momentum to build.
So traders should be watching those levels closely and probably consider tight stops given the bearish momentum and heightened volatility we've discussed.
Absolutely. Until those yields stabilize and we see a clearer market direction, defensiveness is probably the prudent approach. The economic data out this morning could certainly influence near-term sentiment.
It feels like one of those days where capital preservation is just as important as seeking gains. Lots of cross currents.
Precisely. The market is digesting a lot. Inflation fears, the bond auction impact, fiscal policy uncertainties from that House bill, and now a slew of economic data. Patience will be a virtue.
All right, that's a fantastic overview. So to recap, we're looking at a cautious open driven by persistently high treasury yields. Global markets were mostly down. We have key U.S. economic data hitting the wires this morning. Jobless claims, PMIs, and existing home sales. Some big earnings winners like Advance Auto, Urban Outfitters, and Snowflake are providing bright spots. But the broader sentiment is wary.
That sums it up well. Keep an eye on those key SPY and QQQ levels, watch for any sector rotation shifts, and be mindful of the impact of today's economic releases. The market is looking for its next catalyst, and stability could hinge on those fresh indicators.
Excellent. Well, that's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We hope this gives you the edge you need before the market opens. Trade smart, stay informed, and have a great trading day. We'll see you next time.